You may be seated. Thanks, Josh. You were going to say that. What's up with this weather? Come on, I wore my sweet loafers today. They're getting sopped. I'm not liking it. But here's the good news. Friday's coming. The forecast, 58 and sunny. It's coming. It is coming, so hang in there. It's going to be there soon and very soon. It's coming. Hey, this is our last Wednesday chapel, but it's also our last senior witness chapel. We've had five senior witnesses prior, and we have our last one today. I don't know if you know this guy. His name is Charlie Walter. He is, Charlie is a senior, of course, English major from Granville, Michigan. Would you welcome Charlie Walter? Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, shoot.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. True story. This is Nat Charlie. If this is Caleb Scott, who's also a senior. Give Caleb a little loving. Caleb, we're not messing here. Charlie called this morning and is sick. He went to the emergency last night. Bad sinus infection, could hardly breathe. So Charlie emailed us this morning and said, I'm out. And so Caleb, his fine roommate and friend for the last 4 years, is coming in for Charlie today. The cool thing about this is Charlie is an English major, and he had written out and was going to read his senior witness, and you'll get you'll understand why in a minute, and Caleb is going to read that. But with that, let me pray for Charlie, for Caleb, and for us today. Lord, we bless you that you know us by name, that you are the good shepherd, and that you do lead us into quiet waters, and you also walk with us in the dark valleys, in the times that are difficult, and even in times of sickness. So we pray, O good shepherd, for our friend Charlie, but we also pray for our good friend Caleb today, as he delivers this word, given to Charlie, but spoken through Caleb. Increase our faith in you today as we listen to your word. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome, Caleb Charlie Walter Scott. All right.
This is not the face you should connect with this message. And it's too bad that he doesn't get to do this. But I'm honored to share these words, and they're not my own, and they're written far better than I could write them. So hear from Charlie. Dear Hope College, a weight I feel to capture all of our individual walks as a campus, as a senior class. So I say this. We're older, and we think differently than we used to. And we can all agree that everything is changing. And that makes my palms a bit sweaty. Dear Hope College, human sexuality. I think we're all asking the wrong question. Who am I? And a lot of people tell you this is when you start to figure out who you are. But I think of sex. Sex as an entry. Sex not as defining who you are, but as saying who you are of. Sex as what happens when you get to be of someone or someone gets to be of you. So all this talk of sex around here, it's not about asking who am I, but rather who am I of? Dear Hope College, tonight at the gathering during the sermon, I wrote, "We are listening," in pen on one thigh, just above my knee, and "to your word" on the other thigh. And then I outlined in black ink the shape of my quadriceps and my kneecap and this strange muscle on the side that I don't know the name of, but I can see it when I straighten my leg. Later, funny guy. Later, during communion, I wrote on my hand in blue ink, "Help me to believe that you will never let me go. Never let me go." It's a new prayer for me. The first new words of prayer that I have been able to find in months. Help me to believe that you will never let me go. And it's a new thought for me. It's been inside me for a while, this thought, that a great fear is in me. A great fear in me is that I will let go of God, of Christ. That sometime soon in the future, when I am older and moved away to California, or I am older and moved away to graduate school, or I am older and moved into my mother's basement, this thought that I will have thrown from me the person of Christ. But this isn't my greatest fear, because I believe in a God who initiates and sustains and grafts. Then my greatest fear is that God will let go of me. For I am understanding how weak my grip is, and I am understanding not to trust in my grip, because there are a great many things I am ready and willing to hold on to. After my freshman year at Hope, I worked at a summer camp in California. And throughout the week, we played this game called Whirlpool, where everyone in the pool runs or swims in one direction. For the kids, the best way to go fast and not get left behind was to grab onto the strongest counselor and let him pull. I used to tell my cabin that Christ was like a strong counselor in the pool during Whirlpool, and that all they had to do was hold on. He's the strongest counselor. Just hold on to him, I told them. But I never admitted to them how weak a grip can be, how slippery a bare, wet shoulder can be, that kids who hold on too tight cut slits of blood in the counselor's back. So my greatest fear is not whether I will let go or whether the current will push against me. Both are a certainty. But my greatest fear is that maybe God will stop coming back for me when I lose my grip, or that he will forget to look back, or that he will say to me, "Charlie, if only you'd have held on." Dear Hope College, I asked my friend today if he has ever prayed against something. He said, "No, but I bet you have, or are currently," he added. "I am," I said. "I've been praying that our mission trip dies," I said, as in, I need it to crash and burn. He looked at me, disgusted. I thought he might throw up, like he was sick, or that I was making him sick, or that I was real sick, sick and ill and broken and twisted and disgusting. Dear Hope College, I want to tell you all the things I heard my freshman and sophomore and junior year, all the things I never paid attention to, the true things about college. I want to tell you, but I won't, because I wouldn't listen either. But I will say this: remember, you're not as good as you think you are. And your friends, they're better than you think they are. So fight for your friends and not for yourself. Dear Hope College, it scares me, really, truly, the witness of Pharaoh, of Judas, of the disciples, when Christ asks them, "Do you still not understand? Are your hearts hardened?" The hardening of a heart against God, against the will of God, against the touch of Christ. And so I'm trying to consider all the ways that my heart has hardened over my 4 years at Hope. And one time I'm sitting at a booth at JP's with Trigvi. He told me, "You have a much softer heart than you know, Charlie." And I nodded and twirled my cup, and part of me said, "Yeah, I think you're right." Part of me said, "Trig, face it, I'm hard-hearted. Hardness, being hard is cool, is cold, is steel and steel and metal. And if God wants me to be like iron and sharpened by iron, then I will be a hard man, yes? Let the sparks fly. Let me be smacked and beaten and hammered and malleted. Let the sparks fly, and I will burn bright orange and then cool, blue, gray, then I will be a cold, steel-hard man. Dear Hope College, if I'm honest, I say this, that my great desire is to be cold, steel-hard man. Dear Hope College, if I'm honest, I say this, that the only desire deeper and wider than wanting to be a cold, steel-hard man is my desire for God to make my heart soft. Soft as in the sand that Christ bent down in and wrote with the tip of his finger. Christ wrote, I want to be soft like the sand, soft like the spit and dirt, Christ's spit and dirt, the mud with which he heals the blind man. Softer still, the dirt, the Adama, a man of dust breathed into with the spirit of life that is God, that is Christ. I want to be soft so that word and light and breath come in. Dear Hope College, I overdrew my checking account by 35 cents today. Serves me right, I guess, for keeping it steady between zero and a dollar. But the fine, my gosh, the fine, $25. And so for my 35-cent debt, I have been penalized 71.42857 times over. Over, over. 71.42857142857142857171 428571 over repeated. It's a repeated decimal, as in goes on forever. An I for 71.428571 repeated I's. And this is the way the world works, legally, morally, financially. Dear Hope College, there is a scene from the movie Jesus Christ Superstar where Jesus, alone in the mountains, is surrounded by men and women in black cloaks who crawl out of the rocks, bent over, coughing, drooling, shaking with illness and hunger and pain. They sing, will you touch me? Will you mend me, Christ? Won't you touch me? Won't you heal me, Christ? Will you kiss? You can heal me, Christ. Won't you kiss? Won't you heal me, Christ? And Christ reaches out to them and touches them, and they surround him and lean to touch him and lean on him and scratch for him. And the blackness of their cloaks gathers, and the blackness is the hurt and pain of the human body, the human experience. And Christ, overwhelmed, trying to touch each one, says, don't push me. Don't crowd me. And I thought, huh. And I thought of Scripture, where Jesus flees from the crowds, the sick and wounded and suffering crowds, the moment when he escaped. And I say, huh. And so in Scripture, when Christ resurrected, says to Thomas, put your hands in my wounds, I hear him say, push me, crowd me, touch me. And Thomas, what a beautiful man. Believing Thomas, he touches our Savior. And all this is to say that the only thing in me stronger than my desire not to crowd and not to bother and not to be a burden is my desire to be healed and my desire to place my hand in the palm of Christ and feel his wounds. And if you ask me why I desire this or how certain I am of this or do you have proof, to you I can only say that the story of the perfect, wounded, dead, resurrected Christ is the only story that keeps me soft and breakable. As dust, as sand, as dirt, into which, through great mystery that I cannot explain to you, into me, into us, has entered the breath and word and light of Christ. And so who am I? Who am I of? I am Charlie Walter, and I am of Christ. Let's pray. Thank you for this word, and we pray for healing. Amen. Go in peace.